In a televised address Friday, Masisi said his government will not seek an extension to the state of emergency which came into effect in March last year to help fight the coronavirus. Masisi was under pressure to end the state of emergency, with opposition parties arguing corruption had become endemic.
This government that I lead is fully and completely anchored on the constitution of the Republic of Botswana. It is a democratic government. It is subservient to the people it serves. In this connection, I want to inform the nation to ready itself for exiting the state of public emergency at the expiration of the current one on 30 September 2021.
But there are concerns the end of the edict could trigger massive job losses because companies have been forbidden to retrench staff. Moedi Moasa, spokesperson for the opposition coalition, the Umbrella for Democratic Change, or UDC, says job losses were still being recorded during the state of emergency.
It is not true that the lifting of the state of emergency will halt retrenchments and loss of jobs. What has been happening over this period of over a year under which we are living and under which we had a state of emergency, people lost their jobs. The only thing that happened is that there were limits in terms of civil liberties.
Johannes Tsukudu, the president of a coalition of trade unions, says employers should not take advantage of the end of the state of emergency to cut jobs.
We are aware that there's a likelihood that a lot of employees may lose their jobs as a result of companies not doing well because of this COVID-19 challenges. I think we are quite aware that there is Employment Act that have to guide all the employers in relation to their relationship with the employees. And therefore, any company that intends to retrench must do that within the specifications of the Employment Act.
He says workers' unions will confront employers who arbitrarily dismiss workers.
We shall be watching to see if there's going to be any abnormalities that are going to arise as a result of the envisaged retrenchments.
Minister of Labour Mpoba Lopi says the government will engage with workers' unions and business representatives over the looming retrenchments. He says labour laws should be followed if companies want to retrench. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.